Well, I believe that there are many of us that have things in our past that we would rather forget or never even mention again. Many of us not wanting to revisit the pain, the shame, or embarrassment for fear of judgment and what others may say if they ever knew all there was to know about you and me. Not fully realizing that there is a purpose for the pain that happened to us, or even the pain that we inflicted on others. It may seem counterintuitive that something that we wish never happened has granted a grand and greater purpose. It sure doesn't feel like it in the moment. Paul, formerly known as Saul, was one of the most on fire, dedicated apostles in the New Testament. But I also believe he had to labor and prove his faithfulness and worthiness more so than any other disciple. Why? Well, because everyone knew all about his former life and what he was all about. It seemed impossible that a man so dead set on destroying and persecuting the church could radically change his life. Some may have thought that he was trying to infiltrate the church so that he could plot and scheme and kill on a grander scale. Some may even have thought, "We got to sleep with one eye open around this guy." Paul teaches that it's not in our efforts that we are able to achieve these tremendous and amazing feats, but through the strength and the power of Christ are able to accomplish and overcome difficulties and obstacles. This is why we hear Paul say in Philippians 3:4, "Though I have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in flesh, I have more." I don't know if many of you are like me, but I like to read scriptures in various different translations. I think it helps to gain a deeper understanding of the text. And I like how the Message interprets verses 12 through 14. Of 1 Timothy chapter 1. It says, "I am grateful to Christ Jesus for making me adequate to do this work. You know, he went out on a limb trusting me with this ministry. The only credentials I brought to it were violence and witch hunts and arrogance. But I was treated mercifully because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know who I was doing it against. Grace mixed with faith and love poured over me and into me, all because of Jesus." All because of Jesus. He knows us like no other, and fully realizes what we are capable of well before any of us get a slight inkling about what God has generally purposed us for. And when God calls us, we often put on the brakes and argue with God that he has chosen the wrong person. Just like Moses at the burning bush, giving every reason as to why he was not the right person for the job. When God calls us to something bigger than ourselves, we often say things like, "But Lord, haven't you seen all the things I have done? But Lord, I am not qualified enough. But Lord, no one will listen to me." And we try to justify to God why we are not the right person for the assignment. Some of you may know me, and some of you may not. For those of you that don't know me, I have worked in this community for about 10 years in various different ministries in many different ways. My true journey into ministry began when I became a certified lay missioner in 2014. Was licensed to pastor a church in 2018. Became a certified Christian life coach in 2021. Then published my first book in April of 2022. And in August of 2022, became a certified business coach. But what you don't know about me is that I have no extensive schooling, just my high school diploma. I have survived mental and physical abuse. I got pregnant at a very young age and didn't know what to do, and placed my child in adoption. The most difficult thing I had ever had to do in my life. I also have been homeless and know what it's like not to know when my next meal would come. My first marriage was to an alcoholic and was dysfunctional and abusive. And a whole lot more that I could write several more books about. Although I didn't know then, as I know now, God had given me the spirit to overcome adversity and the tenacity to keep pushing and never giving up. Even though there had been many times when I was ready to throw in the towel and never try again, God has taught me that there are keys to resilience and success and achieving our goals. He wants all his children to be a success story so that it will all point back to him. Because without him, we will continue to fall and fail over and over again until we finally give up. And that is not his desire. I didn't realize it then, as I do now, that this is what God has called me to teach, coach, and helping others overcome obstacles and difficulties and pain so that they can break free and thrive and live an abundant life. Whatever hardship, regrettable choices, the pain afflicted upon us, or that we have it afflicted upon others, does not mean our lives cannot be used for the glory of God. In fact, it is quite the opposite. God uses our faults to help others to be lifted out of darkness. Paul tells us, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example to those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. The key phrase is that Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example to those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, desires to make us an example to the world. Through your life and others, we'll see the awesome power of transformation that only God alone can provide. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. We often allow the enemy to take us captive with fear, doubt, and insecurities, believing the lies he has filled our minds with. Why? Well, because truthfully, the enemy of our souls is deathly afraid we will come to the knowledge and realization that there is greater and a plan and purpose for our suffering. And once we become aware of the truth There is nothing he can do to stop us. Our lives will draw others closer to the one who created us. For the longest time, I felt shame and embarrassment to share my story. I never wanted to tell anyone about what I had lived. Believing that I could change for the better in my own strength, maybe I could try to do more good. Maybe give more. Maybe go to church more. Read self-help books, and so on. Doing all this extra stuff, believing in my good works, would be enough to see the change I desired. But honestly, I was left more stressed, defeated, confused than anything else. We may often feel we need to bring so much before God before he can use us. But that is not the case. Let me remind you of Gideon. God chooses the most unlikely. Gideon was hiding from the Midianites because he was fearful of them and all the destruction they had caused. Gideon had gone year after year working the land, expecting the harvest, just for it to be stolen from him over and over again. Amazingly, he didn't give up and continued to plant and work the garden. Can you imagine his disappointment each year as it happened all over again? Yet in Judges chapter 6, 12, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." God looked at this defeated young man and saw his situation, weakness, and fear, and yet called him a mighty warrior. God knew Gideon's potential long before Gideon ever did. In his conversations with God, Gideon doubted God's promises and the word that he spoke over him. Gideon asked God to prove himself repeatedly. And by pure grace, God confirms his promises. You can read all about it in Judges 6. We, like Gideon, can be so affected by our past failures and experiences that we doubt God's promises to us. Often we read a scripture or hear a message and believe that it cannot be meant for us. Then when God calls us to do something, we try to convince him that he has the wrong person. God says to Gideon and us, "Go in the strength you have. I am not sending you. I will be with you." God continued to show Gideon that the only thing that matters is that he was with him. Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" God teaches us through Gideon and many others in the Bible that the only way to change this perspective of our challenges and difficulties is to correct our view of God. When God told Gideon to go to war with the Midianites, he told God that he had over 300,000 men ready for battle. And God said to him that he had too many soldiers. God reduced Gideon's army from 332,000 to 300 men to show that better physical circumstances are not the solution to our fear. The only thing that matters is that God is with us. He is the Almighty, and nothing is too difficult for God. when you are in your alone time with God? What is it? What is that soft, still voice calling you to, but ignore? What do you desire to do, but fear taking the first step in faith? Has God called you to serve in ministry, but believe you're not qualified? Has he called you to write a book, but continue to put it off for fear of what others may say? Is God calling you to go into business, but ignore it because you feel you lack the gifts, skills, or talents? Whatever it may be, do not believe the lies of the enemy. He knows that our faults, past mistakes, shortcomings, and weaknesses through Christ make us strong, and that our past experiences become our superpower to empower others. Always remember that you plus God equal the majority.